meaning another point in verse 10. And it came to pass that she spake to Joseph day by day. We don't know how long that is, but how long did it take Samson? A week? A second time, even less? And Joseph, even though we don't know how long it would be, but I would like to think it's more, because it's day by day. It doesn't have a specific time, but it's not just 2 days. And he still doesn't fall. He still doesn't come by her. And Samson fell both times he was approached in that aspect with Joseph, because he was trusting in the Lord. And the other thing was, Joseph's attitude, as was brought up, is, can I sin against God? Samson's attitude was, look what they did to me. In chapter 15 of Judges, in verse 10, they came to bind Samson, verse 11, and he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them. And when he dies, in chapter 16, verse 28, I pray thee, O Lord God, remember me, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Joseph could have been angry at his brethren. He could have been angry at the people that sold him into slavery. He could have been mad at his master. But instead, he said, no, I'm not responsible to any of those three. I'm responsible to God.
Emil, I want to follow what you said up with some pretty straightforward words. Now, I don't know everyone here, but I'll tell you about me. I'm goal-oriented. G-O-A-L. I set goals before me, and I strive and I work to reach those goals. I like to think of the day when something will happen. And for every sister in this room, I want you to think of the day when your wedding day has come and you're dressed in white. And it means something to you because you're pure and you have waited for your wedding day. And for the brothers in this room, that you set that before you as the day the Lord is leading you to. And that anything that is not along those lines is not something the Lord can put His blessing on. Marriage is wonderful. I'll tell you that. Marriage is wonderful. The marriage relationship is wonderful. Karen and I are entered into it, a new phase right now, as we're enjoying grandchildren. And I tell you, it's wonderful. It is just absolutely wonderful. But these circles and these spheres are God ordained, and He has time frames. And Satan is set to keep you from entering in God's time frame. Set that goal before you. Look to that day. And if you're with someone and their hands are out of line, have enough backbone. Tell them. If you don't, no one else will. See, these are serious things. Purity. What a wonderful thing. And look to that day. Here it was. He closed the door. He said, I'm not going to be with you. I'm not going to be by you. And he walked out. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to have a lot of company who will support you in it. You probably will be fairly unique. Even in Christian circles, you may be referred to as a prude. You know what? That's okay. Let them say what they will. Let them smile. That's all right. You have your principles that God has given to you. And the word is to live by them. God will honor you in that.
And isn't this even important We've been speaking about the eyes of Samson. He had them in the wrong place.
Mm.
We see the eyes of Potiphar's wife. She had them in the wrong place. Now, as young Christian men, as young Christian women, what about me? And this goes in two directions. Are my eyes in the wrong place? That's the one direction.
Mm-hmm.
The other direction is, am I attracting the eyes of others to me? That's the other direction, and in a wrong way. And am I causing, as a result, someone to stumble, and therefore to sin? And we have to answer to God for that.